Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message, what is the message of the Lord, by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading, taken from 1 Kings, chapter 3, verse 5, verses 7 to 12. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 119. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 28 to 30. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 44 to 52. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is unearthing from within his divine truths and blessings. Lest we forget, St. Matthew's account of the Gospel has five discourses of our Lord Jesus' teachings: the Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5 to 7, Guidelines for Evangelization, chapter 10, Parabolic Messages, chapter 13, Daily Life Instructions, chapter 18, and Eschatological Messages, chapters 23 to 25. Over the last two Sundays and today, we have read from our Lord Jesus' parabolic teachings, wherein hidden and profound truths of his word and kingdom are illustrated with human images and daily life activities, making the secrets of God's kingdom comprehensible. In other words, my brother, my sister, the Lord is involved in human life. He is involved in our history. His will for us is rooted in our hearts and daily life activities. Hence, in the face of the weakness of good and the apparent power of evil, like King Solomon in today's first reading, we must ask the Lord for a discerning judgment that helps us to be attentive whilst searching for the hope of our calling, our blessings in Christ Jesus, and the surpassing greatness of his power to us who believe. Yes, we must ask for the gift of discernment that helps us to develop a focused attention. Through the power of discernment and attention, we discovered two Sundays ago in the parable of the sower that our Lord's word is rooted in us. However, in order to gain from the word of God in us, in order to be blessed by the Lord, we must fructify and replant his word in our words and actions. We were also thrilled to note in last week's parable of the wheat and darnel, the mustard seed, and the woman baking bread, that as bearers of God's word, sacramentally woven into the tapestry of his kingdom, we are empowered to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, who energizes and helps us to shine and succeed in life amidst the woes of doubt, failure, selfishness, hatred, segregation, abuse, greed, and corruption. Yes, my brother, my sister, in the face of those negatives, we were built to shine by his grace. And based on today's parables of the hidden treasure, a pearl of great price, and a dragnet, we can confidently say, using the words of St. Paul in today's second reading, that we are God's special people chosen for his purpose, that is, to gospelize and to adorn our hearts and families with the Lord's mercy, love, and goodness. Yes, my brothers, my sisters, our calling is to do the Lord's will in this world, in our families, in our communities. We were built to do his bidding. Therefore, my brother, my sister, as people of God's kingdom, our task is clear. Our task is to guard and share the gifts of God rooted in our Christian faith. And besides, without looking back, we must be willing to offer the sacrifices necessary for our salvation and to endure the pains necessary for righteous living amid all forms of lovelessness. Like the finders of the hidden treasure and pearl of great price, we must be committed to our task. We must be committed to our calling, unhesitant in adjudicating for the truth, always prepared to forgive and willing to spread joy and happiness in our communities, in our families. Yes, my brother, my sister, we must strive to remain and to keep our friends and neighbors in the Lord's kingdom. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. May the Lord grant us his goodness and blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.